Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Amen and amen. Thank the Lord for our Heavenly Father, for Jesus, and for the blessed Holy Spirit who has been given to every believer. He dwells, beloved brother and sister, right within your spirit. He's the Spirit of Jesus, and He leads us, He comforts us, He exhorts us, He teaches us. And as we stand on the Word of God, He is our defense. As we have put on the whole armor of God and stand on the truth of God's Word, God is not a man that He should lie, nor the son of man that He should repent. God's Word is true. Heaven and earth will pass away, Jesus said, but my words will not pass away. And so we've been talking the last few days, just because I've sensed in the Spirit there's been such warfare, not just circumstantially, but also internally, thoughts and regrets and lies the enemy is bringing against the minds of God's people. And if we allow, you know, the enemy to get a foothold, he can thoroughly weaken us. We can feel just totally ineffectual and able to function as we should. And of course, anyone that loves the Lord does not want to do that, but we have to be not ignorant of Satan's devices. So that's why I've been sharing on, I'd much rather talk about the Lord than what the devil is doing, but I'm speaking from the Word of God that we do not have to fear. Though the battle might be fierce, even if you have no one around you, the Lord is your strength. Paul declared that God stood with him and strengthened him when no man stood with him. This is, let me read chapter 4, 2 Timothy, verses 16 and 17. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. How sad is that? I pray that it might, God, that it might not be laid to their charge. This is the important verse. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. He's referred to as a roaring lion, going about seeking whom he may devour. Well, we don't have to be afraid of them. Just turn your elder brother loose on him. And in 2 Timothy, let's go to that second chapter, verses 12 and 13. It tells us that evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And Paul tells us that the godly shall suffer persecution. But even though Satan is alive and well, seeking those who he will and tries to devour, yet the blood of Jesus covers us, and we have dominion and power over all the work of the enemy. And you might say, well, I feel like I have a curse on me. Well, this is what we have to hold on to. The blood of Jesus Christ delivers you from every curse of the devil, whether it is of sin, the sin of adultery, of murder, thieving, of backbiting, of idolatry, or of witchcraft. The word of the Lord says in Proverbs, a curse, it's the 26th chapter, second verse, as the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. We do not have to be afraid, and I rebuke any spirit of fear that may be in your heart today, for God's not given us that spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. In Exodus, the 12th chapter, verse 13, this is the the historical account of and scriptural account of the Jews being released from Egyptian bondage. And as they celebrated that first Passover, the blood of the slain Passover lamb was sprinkled on the doorpost of the house as a token of deliverance. It was their protection. And the death angel passed by. He killed the firstborn of every Egyptian and anyone who was living in the land that didn't have the blood applied, if you will. And they were delivered, those Israelites, from the curse that struck Egypt. And if the blood of a slain Passover lamb could cause the curse to bypass them, the death angel, how much more, beloved, can the blood of the precious Son of God, Jesus, the blood that he shed on that cross of Calvary, how much more will that blood cover you and protect you? We're told in the second chapter of Revelation that the redeemed of God overcame the dragon, that old serpent called the devil and Satan and his angels. How? By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Praise God. The word of God. Galatians 3 and 13 tells us that Christ has redeemed us from the curse. Why? Because he was made a curse for us. It goes on to say, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. And what was that curse? That curse was sin, beloved. The occult, witchcraft, is sin. It's the workings of the arch enemy of God, Satan. He has not changed. He has, if anything, getting fiercer and more violent and more extreme in his attacks. We see that as the darkness is covering the earth today. There's so much darkness, so much evil. I mean, I heard something on the news where we're approaching 200 mass shootings this year in this country. I mean, that would have been unheard of when I was growing up. And those of you up in years, I mean, you know how different life was 50 years ago, if you will, 60 years ago. And so whatever curse that anyone might try to put against you, you are covered by the blood of Jesus, and that has no power over you. And if you understand the word of God, we cannot believe and accept that. There's no reason we need to fear. Nahum 1 and 7 tells us that the Lord is a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. And then also in Matthew, the 18th chapter, verses 18 and 19, Jesus said that he'd given us power. Power whatsoever we would bind on earth, think of that, would be bound in heaven. Whatever thing we would loose on earth would be loosed in heaven. God was backing up our prayers, our acknowledgement of his kingdom which is within us, his kingdom which is coming, and the truth that we have power over all power of the enemy. He does not want us to be defeated. So, beloved, you can be victorious. Micah 5 and 12 tells us that God will cut off witchcraft, and I will cut off witchcraft out of thine hand, and thou shalt have no more soothsayers. Well, in today's, we're a little more polished, you know. As I said, we can go to, there's seances and fortune telling and that sort of thing. Have your fortune read, that kind of thing. However, there's only two kingdoms, the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of God's dear Son. Let me share a passage of scripture found in Isaiah, the 8th chapter, verses 19 through 22. And this is the prophet Isaiah speaking to Israel. Verse 19, and when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep and that mutter, should not a people seek unto their God for the living to the dead, to the law and to the testimony? If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And they shall pass through it, hardly bestead and hungry. And it shall come to pass that when they shall be hungry, they shall fret themselves and curse their king and their God and look upward. And they shall look unto the earth and behold trouble and darkness, dimness of anguish, and they shall be driven to darkness. That is the fate in the latter end of those who choose to reject the living God. But our God will fight for us. He will fight for you, beloved, against the forces of hell. We do not have to be afraid. And there's times we have to, as you really read the Word of God, those who had mighty deliverance in the Bible, it wasn't just in a moment's time. I mean, look at Daniel. I mean, it's even after there was an edict that no one could pray to anyone but the king and worship the image, he still, three times a day, he would stand and pray toward Jerusalem. And so many times we don't have an immediate answer, but God is faithful. And these marvelous stories of his deliverance from the lion's den, of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, thrown into a fiery furnace, heated 10 times, they were delivered. Beloved, I'm sharing this for some of you, very basic. But number one, we don't want to get involved with anything of the occult. Just stay away from it. I mean, after I got saved, it's like, okay, no thank you. I don't want anything to do with it. And then secondly, not to be fearful that someone's going to put a curse or a hex on you, because the blood of Jesus protects us from the works of the enemy. In the closing moments we have, let me pray. Father, in Jesus' name, those who are troubled, those who feel that they're under satanic persecution, feeling that curses have been laid upon them, I rebuke and break that in the name of Jesus. And I release the peace of God, the deliverance of God, the power of God to go through them right now. I rebuke the lies of the enemy. And Father, I thank you that you are going to lift a standard against this attack, and that your beloved shall be set free and no longer walk in fear and trepidation, but praise you for the mighty victory that Jesus gained for us when he suffered and died on the cross of Calvary and rose to sit with the Father ever living to make intercession for us. Praise God. And praise God. Amen, beloved. Well, thank you so much for joining me, and I'm continuing to pray. And as the Lord directs, I go in times of fasting as well for the needs of God's people. And I know that I pray not only for my partners, but also for you, members of my radio family who have not written, but I still pray for you. And if the Lord's moving on you, note down that contact information and allow me the privilege of sharing specifically in prayer what your needs are. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.